You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to this Apple TV 4th generation demo. And in this demo, I'm going to show you how easy it is to install apps on your Apple TV, either by pre-existing apps from your purchased items that are Apple TV ready or enabled, and also specifically searching and installing an Apple TV app, which you can get from the App Store on the Apple TV itself. Kind of got my Apple TV 4th gen turned on. My TV's on the right HDMI channel, so I'm just going to press my menu button to wake up my Apple TV.
Movies, row 1, column 1.
Okay, so we're on movies, and I'm going to flick over to the right.
TV shows, App Store, row 1, column 3.
And I'm on App Store. Now, just to orientate you a bit more, I flick to the right.
Photos. There's row photos. One. Music.
Music.
Row 1, column 5.
Okay, that's the first row. If I flick down,
settings. Second row. Row 2, column 3.
Okay, that's settings. Second row. Row 2, column 3, settings. Flick to the left.
Computers.
Computers.
Row 2, column 2.
Row 2, column 2. Flick to the left.
Search. Row 2, search. Column 1.
So if I flip back up.
Movies. Row 1, column 1.
To the right.
TV show. App Store.
Here's row our app 1, store.
Column 3,
on that.
Apps, featured, tab, 1 of 3.
So I've got featured, flick to the right.
Purchased,
purchased.
Tab, search,
search,
tab, 3 of 3.
Okay. And of course I'm using the gestures on the Siri Touch to move left and right and pressing in on the touch screen on the Siri remote to activate an item. So we want to get to purchase, which is my previous iOS apps that I've got on my Apple ID that are Apple TV ready. So flick back to the left.
Purchased.
And tab. Click on purchased.
White noise. 1 of 19.
And
button.
I've currently got 19 in there. So that was white noise, which I'm not really interested in. So flick to the right.
Nanosaur 2. 2 of 19.
Nanosaur button. 2. That's one of my boys' games. I might install that one for my son. Click on that.
Nanosaur 2. Nanosaur 2. Install. Button.
And click on install.
Processing.
I didn't have to move the focus at all.
Panji installing.
Okay, that's installing. As you can tell, it's really, really difficult, to install apps on the Apple TV.
Installing, 11%. Installing, 22%.
Now, for some of these installs, I will pause the recording a bit during the installation because some of these games that I've got for my boys are quite large.
Installing, 44%. Installing, 54%. Installing, open.
Okay, and if I wanted to choose that now to open it, I could click on the open. But for the moment, I'm just going to press the menu key to go back.
Nanosaur 2, 2 of 19.
Okay, so button. That was 2 of 19. Click to the right.
The Weather Channel and Weather.
The Weather Dark Channel,
UK.
Yes, please. Click
the
on
Weather
that.
Channel and Weather. The Weather Channel and Weather. Dark.co.uk. Local forecast. Radar maps. And storm tracking. Install. Button.
Okay, click on install.
Processing. The Weather Channel, installing.
And this should be fairly quick because it's not very big.
Installing, 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 46, open.
Very good. So open again, I click on that. I'm going to press menu to go back.
The Weather Channel and Weather, Dark.co.uk, local forecast, radar maps, and storm tracking, 3 of 19.
Okay, flick
button.
To the right.
Speed test, Dartnet,
speed test,
mobile
no.
Speed, Netflix.
Netflix,
5 of 19.
Yes, install.
Button, Netflix.
So I clicked on it.
Netflix. Install.
And
button.
Install
processing.
Again.
Installing.
It's nice when you don't have to move the focus at all. You just go click, click.
Installing. 13%. Installing. 29%. Installing. 39%. Installing. 53%. Open.
Okay. And menu.
Netflix.
Why the menu
5
button.
Of 19.
Flick to the
button.
Right. And we can't go any further because it's a 5-column grid. Flick down.
Yoga Studio. 10 of 19.
Yoga Studio.
Button.
No, thank you. Flick to the left.
YouTube.
That's YouTube.
9 of 19.
Click on that
button.
One.
YouTube.
Click on again.
YouTube.
Rather than
install.
Waiting for the word install.
Button. Installing. Installing. Open.
Okay. And menu again.
YouTube. 9
Flick
of 19.
To the left.
Button. MyTuna Radio Australia. 8 of 19.
MyTuna
button.
Radio Australia. Yes, please.
MyTuna Radio Australia. MyTuna Radio Australia. Install button.
And click on
processing.
Again. Now I
installing.
Know I said I was just going to install one program.
App generate
but I
installing.
Might just finish
installing.
Up my Apple TV
open.
So I don't have two more to go. Press menu.
MyTuner Radio Australia.
Left to left.
Edge extended. 7 of 19.
Edge extended. Button. No.
10 play. 6 of 19.
That's channel 10 button. Here in Australia. I don't want to do that one, so I'm going to flick down to the next row.
Osinhorn trademark sign. 11 of 19.
Osinhorn trademark button. Sign. Not for the moment. Flick to the right.
Shadowmatic.
12
of 19.
No.
Stan. 13 of 19.
No.
Alto's Adventure.
Alto's Adventure.
14 of 19.
Yes,
button.
On that one.
Alto's Adventure. Alto's Adventure. Install. Button. Processing.
Install.
Installing. Snowman. Games. 9 plus. Game controller optional. Installing. 23%.
And of course, if I want to, I can move around these screens if I flick up.
Above the placid ivory snow lies a sleepy mountain village, brimming with the promise of adventure. Star, star,
down.
Please no. Install. Installing.
Flick down again.
Screenshots. Poster. Ratings. Select to rate.
Okay, seller. That's the end of the screen,
Snowman.
So I pick back up.
Screenshot. Install. Installing. 47%.
And back
button.
To the install icon.
Snowman. Games. Installing. 56%. Open.
Okay, that's open. So, menu.
Alto's Adventure.
We don't have two more to go.
14 of 19.
Back to
Mr.
The right.
Jump. 15 of 19.
Mr. Jump.
Button.
I'll do that one for the moment. And flick down.
Angry Baskets. 19 of 19.
Angry Baskets.
Button.
When I was playing for Apple TV before, I was trying to find Angry Birds, and that's the only Angry I could find, so I'm going to leave that one alone for the moment.
Beat Sports.
Beat Sports.
18 of 19.
And that's actually
button.
An Apple TV game specifically, so I'm going to click on that one. I downloaded that
Beat
previously.
Sports. Beat Sports. Install. Button.
And click on Install.
Processing. Installing. Harmonix Games LLC. Games. 4 plus.
And of course, sometimes if you don't hear the install like I did with the previous one, if I flick down.
Screenshots.
And flick back up again.
Beat Sports. Install. Installing. Installing. 31%.
Okay, you get the progress again.
Installing. 42%. Installing. 70. Open.
Okay, and menu.
White Noise. 1 of 19. Button.
Okay, let's jump back to the top this time. I'll flick down to
10
the bottom
play.
Row.
Osinhorn trademark sign. 11 of 19. Battle Supremacy Evolution. 16 of 19.
No, I think it's on the same row as the previous one. Let's just flick to the right.
Periscope. Beat Sports.
Yes, it was.
18 of 19. Periscope.
So back to left. That's
17
Periscope.
Of 19. Battle Supremacy Evolution. 16 of 19. Battle Supremacy Evolution. In progress. Battle Supremacy Evolution. Install.
Okay,
button.
Install.
Processing. Installing.
And this will be the last one I'm going to install. And then I'll do a quick search for a game. We'll install it using the on-screen keyboard with the Siri Touch Remote. I'll open up a game to see what it sounds like on the Apple TV. And then I'll complete this demo of installing apps, whether purchased on your own Apple D previously, as iOS apps that are Apple TV ready, or indeed installing an actual app from the actual games app store on the Apple TV. So let's see how this install going. Sometimes it doesn't talk the progress, so I flick down again.
Screenshots.
And flick back up.
Battle Supremacy Evolution. Install. Installing. Button. Installing. 11%. Installing. 46%. Installing. 57%. Installing. Open.
Okay, so I'm going to press menu.
Battle Supremacy
menu
Evolution
again.
Purchased. Tab.
Back to the purchase
2 of 3.
Tab. Flick to the right.
Search. Tab.
Select.
Keyboard. A.
I'm going to search for car on the App Store using this on-screen keyboard, i.e. on my touchscreen to navigate it on the Apple remote. So if I flick on the touchscreen Apple remote, I want to get to C, so I flick to the right.
B. C.
Keeping in mind that these alphabet characters are all in one row. So I click on C.
C.
And flick back to
B.
the left.
A.
To A.
A.
Clicked on that one. Flick to the right.
B, C, D, E, F, G, A, R, J, K, L, N, N, O, P, Q, R.
Click on R.
R. Car.
Okay, so flick down.
Punctuation. Paco. Car Chase Simulator. 1 of 68.
Oh, 68 button. Hits. So flick to the right.
Carrot Weather. Talking Forecast Robot. 2 of 68. Button.
Oh, okay, so that came up in car, of course. I'm going to press and click on that one.
Carrot Weather, Talking Fork, Carrot Weather, Talking Forecast Robot. $5.99, buy, button.
And click on that.
Grant Processing.
Now I've already bought that on my iOS device, so we'll see what happens.
Grev Flash Cards, verb, in progress. Sign into iTunes Store. Enter the password for your Apple ID, david@vision.org. Keyboard. A.
Now that's interesting. Alpha. I should have had my Apple secure ID in there already.
Text field.
So I'm going to pause the recording editing and pop it in.
Password. 1.
It's the on-screen keyboard.
Uppercase letters.
Now just before I start 9. Doing that.
K. Killer. J-E-D-C-B-A.
Okay, so that's the row Alpha. Of letters. And if I calm down, flick down.
1.
That's numbers.
Uppercase letters.
And then I've got a choice of uppercase letters. If I flick to the right.
Selected. Lowercase letters.
Lowercase is already selected.
Punctuation.
Punctuation. And that's it. Okay. And then on that alphabet keyboard right over to the right, there's also a delete button. So I'm just going to flick up.
Underscore.
And then I'm just going to start Oscar. Putting in my password and I'll come back in a minute on the recording.
Secure.
Okay. So I've typed in my password.
Is editing. 11 characters.
And
insertion point at N. E.
Delete. It's the delete button. If I come down.
Star. Punctuation. Cancel. OK. Button.
And hit that cancel, and I'm now flick to the right on OK. Press select.
Carrot Weather. Talking Forecast Robot. $5.99. Require password. After making a purchase with david@vision.org. Require password for additional purchases on this device. You can change this at any time in settings okay, greater so than accounts greater than iTunes and App Store.
A password.
Never require button.
It's got never require if I flick down.
Always require.
Always require. Button. So I flick back up.
Never require.
I'm going to click button. On never require.
Carrot Weather. Talking Forecast Robot. Installing.
Okay, now it's installing.
Grailer installing. 17%. Installing, 37, installing, open.
Actually, this time let's just choose open from the install screen and see what happens.
Carrot Weather, greetings,
meatbag, I, Carrot, and your new weather bot.
Grant please location note that any extreme
weather you
button.
Experience after downloading
the app. Allow Carrot Weather to access your location while you use the app. Carrot uses your location to fetch your local weather. Don't allow, button.
So I flick down.
Allow button
and click on allow and let me do a two finger
location error oh, warning the moon button
so I'll just assume the moon. On the moon
location error waddle to an area with better network reception current temperature 121 degrees feels like 121 degrees
oh dear
wind speed 0 m
okay,
slash
that
s
wasn't a good experience,
my satellites
so
couldn't locate you
the home button.
So I'll just apps home app store row 1 column 3
Okay, so back to the App Store. If I flick down.
Settings. Row 2, column 3.
Okay, that was our initial first row had the movies, TV shows. Second row had search, settings, and computer.
Nanosaur 2.
And there's Nanosaur 2.
Row 2, column 4.
So that's now in row 2, column 4. Please the right again.
Alto's Adventure.
There's Alto's Adventure.
Row 2, column 5.
So that's column 5, flick to the left.
Nanosaur 2.
Nanosaur 2.
Row 2, settings.
Settings.
Row computers.
Computers.
Search.
Search.
Row 2,
and of course,
column
all
1.
The rest of the games and so on are now in a 5 column row underneath that. So I flick down.
Battle, evolution.
That's battle, evolution.
Row 3, beat sports.
Beat sports.
My tuna free.
My tuna free.
Netflix.
Netflix.
Row 3, column 4.
And flick to the right.
The weather. Row 3, column 5.
Let's see what Nanosaur sounds like. So I'm going to flick up.
Nanosaur 2,
and
row
2,
column
that.
4. Nanosaur 2.
Now it's running the game.
In the year
Welcome back, Woodbridge.
A soul Nanosaur was sent 65 million years into the past. His mission was to find the unhatched eggs of ancient dinosaur species and return them to the future. Mission was a success.
Let's now press the home button.
Nanosaur 2.
Gracefully exited.
Row 2, column 4.
Okay, let me find Carrot Weather, so I'm going to flick to the left.
Settings.
Now
row 2,
down.
My tuna free. Cartoon TV. Row 4, carrot weather. Row 4, column 2, carrot the moon, narrower.
I dare you to spot the allanthic-shaped cloud and not instantly cloudy. Fall in love.
Current temperature, 19 degrees.
That's better.
36%. N/A. Precip percent. Visibility, 0. 1014 HPAR. UV index. Pressure.
And of course, feels like 19 degrees.
89%.
Touch on
17 degrees Celsius.
I want to read the screen again. If I do a two-finger flick up.
Current temperature. 19 degrees.
Which is all I need. If I do a two-finger flick down.
36%. N/A. Precip percent. Visibility. 0. 1014 HPAR. UV
again.
Index.
And
pressure.
And
feels like 19 degrees.
Come on, stop talking. Thank you. And home button.
Carrot. Home. Carrot weather. Row 4. Column 2.
And I will go on in another time and set up my Netflix and the other Weather Channel app for my right location and my music app for Australia for radio. And I will talk to you another time. So that completes this demonstration of installing apps onto your Apple TV. As you can tell, it's not that particularly complicated. And as I demonstrated, we went through previous ones that I'd already purchased, and then we searched for a few apps using the search function on the Apple TV. And then just to show you, I ran a couple of the apps to see what they sounded like. So that completes the demo. As always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleViz community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.